all the culture forces shaping music today, all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, without further ado, let's just get rolling, innit? So, Muna, what's in your rotation, mate?
What's in my rotation right now? Right now, in my rotation, is a lot of Raekwon from the Wu-Tang Clan, Only Built for Cuban Links. My favourite album of all time, you know. It's back into the rotation, you know, due to the fact, you know, I've been gifted. Mm-hmm. You know, the vinyl, purple vinyl.
Mm.
Yeah, got that album in rotation. I also got, I'm not gonna lie, yeah. Scissors New Thing, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you mean
the Scissors New Thing that you was trying to tell me a couple weeks back?
Nah, the videos are weird, though. That whole alien shit is weird.
Yeah, but that's just...
That's just her, innit?
That's just her, innit?
Yeah,
exactly,
man. That song, 30 for 30, innit?
Mm.
Kendrick, hard.
Yeah, man, it's a good album. Do you reckon they're going on tour together? I feel like they're going on tour
together.
Nah, they are.
They announced it, you know?
Yeah, like, together.
Yeah.
So, it would be both like a GNX.
Yeah, and, yeah.
What's Scissors' album's name? I forgot the name.
Research it.
Sorry, Scissor. Oh, no disrespectful thing, Scissor. Yeah. But yeah, about that. Scissor's new album. Obviously, sick artist. I would say Scissor.
Oh,
right,
it's SOS.
Now. SOS, yeah.
Deluxe. Deluxe. Lana.
I would say Scissor right now, she's in her bag, man. Like, I feel like in terms of that section of R&B, no one does it better than Scissor right now.
Nah, for real. She's found her niche, man. For sure.
I just feel like as well, she's got a very, not just in terms of her sound, but even like her vocals.
Mm.
Her vocals are very unique. Like, I can hear a song and immediately know if it's Scissor.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's the vocals down to the beat. You know what I'm saying? The beat selection is crazy on her recent albums. I can't lie, the female's been putting in work, man, especially in the R&B, hip-hop, Doechii as well.
Yeah.
Up and coming.
Yeah. Up and coming.
Coming up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Unspeakably hard. I'm saying, really putting it on for, like, female rappers right now. Putting on for the whole West Coast shit as well.
Yeah, man, she's getting some good shout-outs from people as well. I saw, who was it? Billie Eilish shouted her out on Insta. She's big, innit?
Like, yeah, Kendrick.
Kendrick,
obviously, I think she signed to the label, right?
I think so. Who is she signed to?
TD, you know? I think it's TD.
Yeah, but Kendrick ain't TD no more. But yeah, obviously, he's still got ties.
Yeah, he's still got ties, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's on that PG Lang.
Right now.
Do you remember when PG Lang first, like, was a thing? Because I'm not going to lie, when he first started promoting it, I was so confused, bro.
It was on Baby Keem's little rollout.
Yeah, because do you remember he came up with that little, like, trailer? It was like a little trailer. And it was like...
Looking at
the sun and all of that. It was just mad confusing because I was like, what is this? What is it?
I thought it was like a clothing brand or something.
Yeah, I thought it was a clothing brand, but it's just a creative space, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just somewhere where you can be creative, which I vibe with, man.
Nah, I respect it, man. Because obviously, we need creators in this world, man. Because obviously, how are we expected to move forward in anything? Do you know what I mean? Obviously, I know it's harder now because nearly everything has been explored, isn't it? But we still need those creative people just to, like, strive and push us forward as a culture, you know what I'm saying? So, and as a movement, do you know what I mean?
I feel like as well, it's also, you need creative people to kind of give you an escape from this dark world, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Dark world, man. And not just in terms of like creative, in terms of like music or film, art. Not just in terms of that, bro. Like, even the people that make video games, bro. The creativeness that goes behind that.
It's crazy.
To get people escaping reality and all that. It's crazy, man. But yeah, in my rotation, Well, I've gone a bit old school myself. Not as old school as you.
Mm.
But obviously, I've been in my R&B bag for a minute. And right now, I'm in my Justin Timberlake bag.
I hear it. Timbaland, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Future Sex Love Sounds.
Oh, yeah.
That album.
Yeah.
That was prime Timberlake, Timbaland.
Mm.
Yeah. I've had that on rotation for a couple days. Yeah, man. It's good to go back every now and again. It's good to go
JT,
back.
JT, I'll say he's very... In conversations of, like, good artists,
yeah,
especially in, like, the early 2000s, leading up to the late 2000s. Underrated.
Yeah,
man. Mad underrated.
Yeah, man. I feel with Justin Timberlake, like, coming out from NSYNC when he did, yeah, he was so smart with how he, like, navigated through being a solo artist. Because he went to specific producers. Like, when he dropped Justified, he's working a lot with Pharrell.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing it was through that link where you met Timbaland.
And then just changed
it. And then the whole thing changed, bro.
But you got to give credit to Pharrell and Timbaland as well. They really shaped his sound.
Oh, 100%. If it weren't for them
I feel like he would have been, like, a bit lost. It would have been like a, you know, classic, oh, cool, I'm doing my own thing now. Like, remember when Zayn went from One Direction and he sort of just, like, his sound was sort of, like...
Yeah, I think it's because Zayn never really wanted to do what One Direction were doing, though.
Yeah.
He was more of that R&B, sexy kind of vibe. But he got shoved into One Direction, which, to be honest with you, bro, of course you would, innit? Like, you're being told, like, oh, yeah, we're going to put you in this boy band with all these other boys... And you're going to be the number one boy band in the world.
Yeah.
You're not going to say no, bro. Like,
yeah,
so he did, innit? But money then when did. He went solo, I feel like the people that he had, in terms of the fan base that he had from One Direction, didn't vibe with what he was doing. Because it wasn't the same sound. It wasn't that poppy stuff. So he didn't do what Justin Timberlake did, basically.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Justin Timberlake, he's... Even though Timbaland and Pharrell kind of shaped that early Timberlake sound, he was still him.
NSYNC. Yeah.
It was still him.
Mm.
Whereas Zayn, he wasn't Zayn from One Direction.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's also because One Direction was more of, you know, early adolescent young girls. That was
the demographic.
That was the demographic audience that they were trying to connect with, whereas NSYNC was more of just girls in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I've been in my JT bag right now. Future Sex Love Sounds. Big album.
What else you got going on?
Music-wise, man, running sessions. Same old. Been listening to a few tunes of... what I've been recording recently. It's crazy how, because me, I would say my taste in music, obviously I listen to UK music, of course I do, but I'm more of a US guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of a US guy. So obviously with me working with UK artists, it's interesting. It's very interesting because I feel like I give them a certain avenue of creativeness and they go their avenue.
Mm.
Sometimes we don't meet, sometimes we meet, but yeah, man. What about you?
Not much, man. Just trying to find my journey, you know?
Just trying to find my journey.
Yeah, man, just trying to keep creative in any way I can. This being one of them outlets.
Yeah.
Another one as well. Again, I've started designing again.
You started designing again?
Yeah. So I started doing little designs there, you know what I mean?
Make sure you watch out for that.
Soon. But yeah, man. Just trying to keep creative, man. Especially now, new year. Got a reset, doing a lot of reading.
Man, how rude.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. We didn't start this off right. We do apologize.
Yeah, Happy New
How
Year.
How rude. How greedy.
Hope you guys are set, you know, to really make a difference this year. You're saying change bad habits, get rid of bad habits, resolutions and that.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, forward from now on, man. 2024 was a crazy year, especially when it comes to music.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
It was a weird one.
We had some very big highs with obviously the the main moment of 2024 with the Kendrick and Drake beef.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very big high. It's not just in terms of music, but in terms of hip hop culture. That hasn't happened for a minute, where
I feel like it opened a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah, because I feel like people forget what, like, in terms of culturally, hip-hop is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, for years, it's just been about the music. And then, boom, here comes Kendrick just dissing people.
Gotta love it, though, man. It brings back that fierceness, man.
Do you know what it is? Between that period of time, between April and May, when everything was happening, yeah, I felt like a kid again, bro. I felt like a kid getting excited. I was waking up in the morning and I saw Drake replied. Insane. And then 20 minutes later, Kendrick replied. I was like, I felt crazy. So excited. I've never been so excited for a rap beef before in my life.
The only time I can really like remember when there was a big beef and shit like was Drake and Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? That was...
I'll one up you on that one. Drake and Pusha T.
Oh, yeah. Drake and Pusha T. But then
that was a big one as well.
That was sort of like a... It wasn't really a back and forth. That was more like a 1-2 punch, bro. Because as soon as he mentioned the kid, like, yeesh.
It was done.
And then my man came out and said... Drake came out and said, I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid.
Do you know what it is?
Fucking liar.
I hear it, but it's valid, isn't it? It is valid. Like, from a person of that level of influence and fame, I kind of understand it, where you don't want your child to be a subject of that at that young age. I understand, innit?
Yeah, but at the same thing, though, like, I feel like if Pusha T has never found out that information, I don't think we would, to this day, we wouldn't know, like, that he had, like, a kid in it.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, because it is true that, obviously, you wanted to hide him from the world, well, obviously, with the fame and all of that, but at the same time, it's also a case of, it felt like Drake was hiding him completely. It was more like he felt embarrassed.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? It felt like that's what he was like with the child. Like, he felt embarrassed that he had one.
Yeah.
Because even, obviously, his baby mums as well.
She like a porn star or some shit?
Yeah. Stripper or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So obviously, 2024 was a mad one. You know, Drake is now suing UMG, which is crazy.
He's accused them of using the same tactics that he uses himself.
Yep. It just goes to show you, like, how far and how deep the wounds are with Drake.
He's very wounded
over the Kendrick Lamar situation, especially how Kendrick capitalized over everything. Like, he made it not just a moment of, I'm dissing Drake. He made it a moment for LA. LA's now popping again. It's back. It's the main stage of hip-hop again.
Mm.
You know, especially with even, like, other West Coast artists coming through and dropping, like, sick albums, like Tyler, him dropping his album.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the return of... two of the greats with Dre and Snoop.
Missionary.
Yeah. The whole album of LA is popping right now, man. Not gonna lie. One day, one day, Ill and Illicit on tour, come visit.
Yeah. What did you think of that Missionary album? Honestly.
Listen, I feel like Dre, yeah, for the last 10 years, has kind of... A lot of his beats now have the same feel. He's gone down an avenue where... Do you remember his Compton album that he dropped alongside Straight Outta Compton, the film?
Yeah.
A lot of his sound in the recent years sound like that album.
Mm.
Yeah. Obviously, I was expecting... When it was announced that they were dropping an album together, I was expecting Gin and Juice. I was expecting Who Am I? I was expecting that sound to be back, that G-Funk 90s style.
Yeah.
Just for like a nostalgic purposes. Do you get what I mean? Because as well, I feel like Snoop has a very specific sound that he's known for. And I feel like this album didn't give that justice because he was being a little bit too technical on this album.
Yeah. He sort of lost his way a little bit.
Yeah, he lost that G-Funk Snoop that he had. And like, even... Not saying I don't... People can experiment all they like. It's a creative process. It's a creative space. People can do what they like in a studio. But the song that he had on there with Sting threw me off. I was not expecting that. Snoop singing the way he was. I was like, at first I thought, that's not Snoop. But then it was. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's a weird one. It's a weird one.
But then again, you know, I invite the changes with Snoop's sound, man. Do you remember... You remember Snoop Lion?
Yeah, when he went
Rastafarian. Full Rasta.
Yeah. That was a weird moment.
That was a weird one.
Yeah. Sensual Seduction.
It's
a banger,
what I mean?
It's a banger, but
He has had, like, I feel like Snoop, obviously, is mainly because of his longevity as well. He's had so many different versions of himself.
Mm.
Like, he had the 90s, the Dre... You know, he had that G-Funk style. Then, as he was leaving Death Row and, you know, the 2000s were coming in.
He took more of a boss persona.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Especially, like, after Doggy Style, then he released The Dogfather. He took more of, like, a, you know, like I said, boss persona. And then after he left Death Row for No Limit.
No Limit, yeah.
And then he released the Top Dog.
I can't remember. He's got so many albums, bro.
He's got a lot of albums.
He's got a lot of albums.
But there's another one. It's like it's got like the old school, you know, southern hip hop covers.
Yeah,
you know,
I know what I'm talking about, right?
You know, he gave us the boss persona for a while. Then he changed Snoop Lion, changed again.
Well, now before Snoop Lion, he went through his Pharrell phase, isn't it?
He
collaborated hard with Pharrell.
But then I still think that he still had that boss persona until he...
It was that boss persona with that Pharrell sound.
So
I'm not going to lie, yeah? Thinking about it, yeah? Like, picture it, yeah? Snoop's persona, Pharrell's persona, combining.
Drop it like it's hot.
It's crazy to think, like, two people that you wouldn't think, like, you know, because at the time, we're used to Snoop from LA and gritty and funky, but gangster.
Mm.
Yeah. Surrounding himself with, obviously, you know, Death Row and all of that. And then even when he went to No Limit, it was still, obviously, there was no Suge involved or anything like that, but there was still, you know... It was gangsters around him, and then here comes Pharrell.
Yeah.
Completely, like, revitalized that guy's career, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like Pharrell really gave Snoop a second run in the game. Because think about it, it's not just Drop It Like It's Hot, it's Signs.
Beautiful.
It's Beautiful. Let's Get Blown. Do you remember
yeah,
that tune?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's Get Blown. Yeah. Big tune. But yeah, it's crazy.
Games charts for real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Another big thing, Pharrell dropped his movie, his Lego movie, in 2024.
Still ain't seen that.
Still ain't seen it. And it's not because we don't want to see it. We want to see it, but...
That's all right, man. Don't worry, man. Dodgy fire stick, man. Don't worry.
With the UK... Just only Odeon cinemas, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Not even like a View or a Cineworld. Come on, man. What's going on with that? But yeah, we'll watch it. We'll watch it. And we'll give it a review when we watch it.
Apparently, it's really good, though. Apparently, it's really good.
Apparently, yeah.
I've seen good reviews.
And then, you know, outside the realm of hip-hop, we've had the newcomer of the year, even though she's not really a newcomer. She's been about for a minute. Sabrina Carpenter. She bossed the year.
Properly bossed the year. With splice loops,
yeah. If people don't know that reference, look up how Espresso instrumental was made and you'd understand. And then the usual people doing what they usually do. Obviously, I have to mention it because my girlfriend's a big Taylor Swift fan. So obviously Taylor Swift drops nearly every year at this point.
Yeah, she had a huge year as well with the whole tour and all that.
Yeah, the Eras tour.
Yep.
Yeah, I had to drive my girlfriend. Well, nah, tell a lie. She took a train from where we are all the way to Liverpool to watch Taylor Swift at Anfield. And I had to go pick her up at 3 a.m. It was a 3-hour drive there and then 3-hour drives back.
She won Album of the Year, right? Grammy.
Who, Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Grammys ain't happened yet, no? We're talking about last year's.
2024 Grammys. Taylor Swift. I can't speak. Taylor Swift makes Grammy history with 4th Album of the Year win. Yeah?
Yeah, that's last year's. Well, when's the Grammys this year? When's the Grammys this year? Do some research.
4th of Feb.
4th of Feb?
Yeah.
All right, so it's close. I reckon Kendrick's going to swoop all the rap categories.
Yeah, of course. I think he's already nominated, you know?
Yeah, he's already been nominated. He's going to get... He's swooping that whole thing. And when's the Super Bowl? Because the Super Bowl's in Feb as well, isn't it? He's going to have a mad February, you know? He's going to win a bunch of Grammys.
9th of Feb.
Oh, see, bro.
5 days away, bro.
Bro, that's a bad month for Drake, you know?
Terrible month.
I guarantee it, he's just going to keep posting his push-up swing. Kendrick just opened his mouth. Somebody give him a Grammy right now.
Okay, so the nominees for rap album, The Death of Slim Shady.
Do you know what it is? Obviously, I've got mad respect for Eminem, but yeah, he could drop an album with him just farting on the mic, bro,
and he'll
get nominated.
Yeah. Doechii, Alligator Bites Never Heal. J. Cole Might Delete Later.
Bottom of the pile. Sorry. There's certain J. Cole things I like, but that... Do you know the main reason why?
Do you know the main reason why
I don't like that?
Why?
Because he deleted the tune.
Yeah.
7-minute drill. Yeah. Nah, man. I'm sorry, J. Cole, man. You lost me there, man.
The Auditorium Volume 1, Common and Pete Rock. And We Don't Trust You by Future Metro Boomin. I feel like We Don't Trust You might get it.
Yeah. That had the biggest impact. And that's partly because of Kendrick.
Yeah.
Like that completely took the whole album into the stratosphere.
Rap performance, Like That, Kendrick Lamar, Future Metro Boomin.
Yeah.
Not Like Us, Nissan Altima by Doechii, When the Sun Shines Again by Common, Pete Rock and Kelvin Mercer, Enough by Cardi B, mm-hmm. Yeah Glow by Glorilla, Houdini by Eminem. For performance, either Not Like Us
mm-hmm.
or Yeah Glow by Glorilla. That yeah. was a big
Glorilla
a big
had a big year as well, man. I'll give her that.
Shout out to Glorilla. I like Glorilla.
I like her stuff. I like her stuff. I need to get used to that accent, though.
Well, the Memphis. That's how they say music. Music.
I need to get used to the accent.
I'm going to do one more. Lastly, are these... yeah. This is according to Google. I might be very wrong. This might be misinformation. But rap song, Carnival... by Kanye West, Playboi Carti, Ty Dolla $ign, Like That, Kendrick Lamar, Future, Metro Boomin, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar, Asteroids by Rhapsody,
mm-hmm.
and Yeah Glow by Glorilla again.
Okay. We know who's winning that. Okay. Not Like Us.
Yeah, or Carnival.
Nah, Carnival ain't going to win it.
You never know.
Nah, Carnival ain't going to win it. I'm telling you now. That's Not Like Us.
Yeah, I hear you. Melodic rap performance, Lotto Big Mama. No way.
This is what I mean. Like, I feel
the like... Grammys don't mean shit anymore, though, man.
The Grammys just disrespect rap and hip-hop with the way they label their categories, you know? Melodic rap. Come on, man.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Utter bullshit. Utter woke nonsense. Honestly.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the new year. I want to see in terms of what happens.
I want a J-Hus album.
Yeah. Obviously, I was literally going to start mentioning that. Obviously, let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. Talk about what's been going on over the Atlantic, over here.
Obviously, Central C.
Yeah.
Is to release his album, I think it's called... Fuck it. I need to do better research, man. I'm lacking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
This is why I need a laptop.
Yeah. You should have bought your laptop.
I should have bought the laptop.
You should have bought the laptop. See, all these mistakes on the...
Can't rush greatness.
Yeah. I'm not going to... I feel like that album's going to do really good, you know?
Yeah, it will, for sure. It will be a huge commercial success.
Yeah. Obviously, a few mentions of UK artists. Cairo Keys had a breakout year, 2024.
Crazy year.
He done a lot of things, introduced people to a new sound, which I am, till this day, I do not understand why it was called that.
New jazz.
Whoever labelled that...
Ain't nothing jazzy about it.
Ain't nothing jazzy about it, man. Come on, man. Should have just been called, like... on a basis level, new drill.
Yeah.
Because it's basically drill music with some more like synthy electronic-y sounds with stripped back drill drums.
Mm.
That's literally what the sound is. I don't understand where the jazz came into it.
I feel like they just needed a name and they picked that.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. New jazz sounds way better than new drill. In terms of a name.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard that new jazz?
Because drill has been around for time. Been around since 2012, 2013.
What version of drill, though? You're talking about the UK drill?
I'm talking about drill as itself, like Chicago drill.
Yeah.
Because they started it. They started the whole drill thing, innit? So it's been around for time. Been around for nearly, 11 years now. I feel like it'll be a bit early to call it new drill. Even though I do feel like drill right now is dying. UK drill is dying. You have NY drill, like you're saying New York drill, but drill right now you don't really hear anymore in terms from coming from the US. You only really hear it coming from the UK, but I feel like it's dying and people just need to accept that it's gone. It's gone. Yeah. It's gone.
It had its moment.
It had its moment. It had its peak 2018, 2019. After they started doing the Adeola shit, rare, getting my man on there, fucking RD. Can't stand that guy. He's shit. He's so shit. Yeah.
Don't elicit. Do not. We are not biased.
We're not biased. No, we're not biased.
We're not biased. We're not biased, but just Oddy shit.
He's just, he ain't it, bro. Like, in my opinion, we would have one, yeah. We have H, bro. That's it. That's all we need, bro. We don't need another fucking. We have Morrison. That's it. That's our closest. No, we have Put Paper. Sorry.
Yeah. Don't disrespect Put Paper.
We have Put Paper.
Put Paper is number one. Putting it on.
That's it. We don't need.
Number one.
Yeah, we don't need the whole geezerish rare thing, man.
Yeah, we got Pete and Baz for that.
Pete and Baz, literally, bro.
But yeah, obviously the UK scene right now. We've had a little bit of a gram renaissance.
Of course.
The gram 2024. Scene saviors. The end of 2024, we had a little peak in gram again.
That was needed. That was very much needed, but. That whole thing, like, it wasn't long enough. Why?
Yeah, too short.
Yeah.
It was too short.
It was way too short. Like, it was just...
It could have been way more of a moment.
A couple bars from each one, couple little 20 seconds, you know what I'm saying? And that was it. It needed to be a whole cypher.
Yeah.
I need more. Where was Wiley? Where was Wiley, bro?
Yeah.
Where was Kano?
Mm-hmm. P-Money.
Do you know what I mean? Where are these guys at?
I remember like what? Probably like 10 years ago now, bro. I was big on P Money, you know.
Even going back a bit, Rough Squad, where were these men at?
But this is, I feel like as well, even the concept of it being the music video being shot in a corner shop, bro. Like, they should have made it like it was an actual, like, a grime set, like back in the day.
Like a clash or something.
Do you remember them old school grime videos from back in the day?
Mm.
They should have made it more like that. Even bring the bootleg cameras out as well.
Just to
give it that grimy look from back then. Do you get what I mean?
No, I like the shop idea though. I like that.
Mm.
I feel like if it started in the shop and then as it gets, like, we change scenes like halfway through the vid, innit? Or if the vid was longer.
Yeah.
But nah. I like how they bought Flodan though, because I feel like Flodan gets looked at as just like a... You know, he hops on drum and bass but lines and that now. But obviously, before that, he was a rapper. Like, he was, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, though, a lot of people that did grime back in the day, naturally, they went more modern times anyway. They lent towards drum and bass a little bit.
Yeah.
Because drum and bass and grime are very... I don't want to say they're similar, but they have a very similar vibe when it comes to the MC inside of it.
Do you know what I mean?
Inside of drum and bass is very similar to a Graham MC. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do feel like that's a natural transition of things. If it weren't that, then it's drill. And I feel like sometimes older Graham heads that started to jump on drill, it just didn't sound right.
Skeps jumped on drill with that Fumes thing.
Oh,
it didn't sound right.
Fumes the engineer.
Yeah.
The soul. I swear the only thing he works on is drill.
That's it. I've never heard nothing. There's no, what's the words? There's no variety with him, innit? Like with J5, yeah?
Mm.
He can give you a bit of everything, I feel like. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah, but shout out to J5.
J5's a producer, though, isn't it? I'm talking engineers.
Okay.
Like, if you look at engineers, yeah? So you got Fumes. I would say Fumes in terms of, like, he's probably the only UK engineer that has given himself the buzz that he's got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, the plugged in with Fumes, the whole setup. Like, when I went to a studio back in the day with Rax, the studio's lit. I'm not going to lie. I'll give him that. His studio is lit. It's a studio of dreams. Yeah, it's a studio of dreams. But then, engineer-wise, you know, you've got your Sixes, you've got your MSMs, who, in my opinion, best engineer in the UK, MSM. I'll give him that. Not just because he shares my culture of being from Cyprus, but he's lit.
Yeah.
He's lit what he does. I watched his... Mixed with the Masters video that he done with them a couple of years ago now. Insightful. insightful.
Is that how you put it, insightful?
I love his passion when it comes to his hardware equipment.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say in terms of me as an engineer, I wish I had more hardware equipment. Because there's things that the hardware equipment can give you and give the sound that you're trying to achieve. It just gives it something. And yeah, he's big on his hardware equipment. Big. I'd love to visit his studio one day. So, MSM, if you ever hear this, shout me.
Shout Guilt, man.
Shout me. Shout me. I could give you some tips, man. I could give you some tips, man. I'm not going to lie, man. I could give you some tips, man. You know, I could give you some big tips.
What else happened in 2024? Ninth last ever concert, last ever album, done with the music.
Yep.
I reckon it'll be back. On a feature, at least.
I reckon on a feature he'll be back. But to be fair, like if you look at Nines' career, he's always been the. It always felt like music was a hobby to him.
Yeah, he's a bit lax with it.
Something that he was like actively chasing. Maybe in the beginning when he first came out, yeah. Like till this day, bro, CR is still on my rotation. I love
that tune.
But yeah, I feel he's more, you know, took music a little bit, you know, casual. It was casual to him, man.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. Me personally, I'm more of a Scraps fan. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like Scraps is more, he's that's a rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Nines is more, you know, he's just chill with it, but then like when I listen to his music, yeah, I'm like, raw, like.
Sorry, I just have to do this. Boom.
Boom. I'm saying, he's cold. I'm telling you, he's cold.
Iconic.
Iconic.
I'm telling you, to the fans that are out there that aren't from the UK and you don't know who Scraps is.
Listen to 80s Baby. Yeah. 80s Baby.
Listen to 80s Baby.
Scraps is back.
You understand the boom.
Boom. 80s Baby for sure, though.
Oh, my day. Iconic. Iconic.
My album, man. If 80s Baby had a vinyl, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
That's a solid project. That's like, and he dropped it time ago and also he re-released it. But like, bro, Scraps is back. And what's the other one? Again, research, man. Research.
But yeah, man, Scraps. Iconic little. It's not even an ad-lib, innit? It's more of an introduction, innit?
Yeah, intro. Boom. The end of the beginning.
The end of the beginning.
Hard album. Mm. But yeah, Scraps is back, part two. 80s Baby. Even his new thing, Reflection, was hard as well.
Yeah.
I'm saying. But I think...
And even, like, even if we divert, yeah, for a second.
Yeah.
And talk about another big moment for the UK culture in 2024... The Netflix series, Supercell. It was a moment.
It was good. It was okay.
It was a moment.
Wasn't that... How do I say this? I like the story, but I feel like as a culture, yeah, as a movement, us brothers and sisters, us coloured... Black brothers and sisters, we have more to offer than gangs, bro.
Yeah,
than the whole stab thing. We have more to offer.
Yeah,
I'm tired of seeing that shit, man. I'm so tired, man. After Top Boy, I was like, yeah, I'm done. It like, it's, we have more to offer, man. Like, there's other shit we can. Why can't we have problems that these man on BBC have problems? Oh, the mortgage, right. Why is it always got to be man's man from that ends, red gang, blue gang? Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's. You know what I'm saying?
I did like how they...
I like how they use sickle cell. I like that.
I like that because it gave people awareness of something in a very unique way.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Because a lot, especially nowadays, with the way the world is nowadays, the way society is, we like to raise awareness of illnesses and... diseases, disabilities.
Yeah.
We like to raise awareness over all these things. But every time, the way they raise awareness over these things is a bit lackluster to me. And I'm a bit like, you're kind of forcing it.
Yeah.
With what Ratman done with Supercell, I feel like that was very unique. And especially nowadays, because we live in a world that loves superheroes, because of the superhero films, of the Marvel franchise, just in general, just superheroes in general have bossed for the last 15 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So bringing that into something to raise awareness of something like sickle cell is big. I enjoyed it. But I just want to say, yeah, Getz, bro. What a guy, man. This guy can do anything, bro.
He can spit, he can act. He can act. I was like, yeah, like... Yeah. Sometimes with rappers, yeah, you see like a man that you see doing some other shit, acting, you're like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah.
The Digga thing, I was like, okay, he's all right. But Getz, bro, solid, bro.
Like, you know them ones, even from the introduction into the series, yeah, I'm like, yeah, this guy literally just came out of jail.
Literally.
Like, that's how it felt. I'm like, yeah, you literally just came out of jail. Like,
and you believed him.
You believed him.
Yeah, you believed him.
This is what I'm saying. He's a good actor, bro.
Very good actor.
Because it's weird. Like, when like, obviously people like Kano, when he first went on to like acting and that, I kind of expected that. You kind of felt that with Kano. Like, Kano, I feel like he had that in him.
Same thing we could say with Ashley Walters as well.
Even Ashley Walters, exactly.
Asha D, bro.
But with Getz, I weren't expecting it.
No, same.
Because Getz, I've always felt Getz is just an MC, innit? He's just like...
He's the MC's MC,
bro. Technical. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he jumps on Supercell and busses it. Obviously, he's been in other things before, but I feel like Supercell, he really showed what he can do.
Yeah.
With acting.
And do you know who I liked as well? Acting. I like Dave acting as well.
Yeah, Dave.
Modi's character, yeah, made man laugh, like, for real. Like, he's funny.
But again, you expect that from Dave.
He's got that charisma. Yeah, he's got that, yes.
You can tell, okay, if Dave moves to an acting role, I can see it happening.
Yeah, he can do it. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, Getz, man. Big up Getz, man. I'm not going to lie. Big acting
choice. But overall, Supercell, it was cool. It was cool. I am intrigued what they're going to do with Sexies. I will be watching this the next season.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued in what's going to happen. But like I said earlier, like that whole side of like, you know, there's always got to be some type of...
Yeah, guy. There's always got to be some kind of gang affiliated shit.
Yeah.
Roads and I hear you. I've been saying that for a minute as well. Because it's like even, for example, obviously Ratman moving more into the world of like directing and that. When you drop Blue Story, it was just kind of like,
I didn't even watch it. I know what happened.
It's more of like, I've seen the themes before. Yeah. I understand this. I've seen it multiple times. And it's not even down to the UK. The US do it as well.
Yeah. I can't lie. Every time I'm watching a film, there's a black actor in there and he gets pulled over by the police, I turn off. I'm like, I skip. Like, bro, I know what's going to happen.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Tired of it, man. Like, I've seen it before.
Yeah. Because to me, I feel like a good way to like, because I'm like, obviously, youths are watching this, innit? And I'm like, you're kind of telling youths that is 100% going to happen to them.
Yeah.
You should expect that. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be somewhat prepared for a situation like that, but I feel like you need to show the youth more of...
You can do other things. Yeah.
This isn't just the one thing, which, going into it, I'm going to give out a shout out to someone. Our guy that works with us. Well, he comes and records here at the studio, Live-O.
Everyone's gang. Kazio. We need to get him on the show.
Eventually, we will get him on the show. But what he's doing with Everyone's Gang, that's the kind of thing that I want more in terms of this creative sphere in film, series, everything. Because you need it.
Positivity, man.
Yeah, man. You need more of like, there's more than one way to do things. There's more to life than just what you see on a screen or what you hear in the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I do feel like as a culture, we need to kind of like push that through a little bit more as well.
Of course, you can, bro, music is very powerful, man.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Especially in the UK, we do have a trend right now where if it's not that gritty, we don't like it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's why we've been on the drill wave for the last, like, what, 10 years? I'd say, no?
I say...
Think about it. When was, like, 6-7 really popping? Like, 6-7 really came up popping, like... We're 2025, bro.
Oh, shit, yeah. Shit. Yeah, it's 10 years, bro. Shit.
Do you know what I mean? We've been on this drill wave for a minute.
Because the UK, it was more like... older, it was grime, and then it was sort of gangster rap, like with Giggs and that. I wouldn't call Giggs a grime artist.
Same
thing, like I wouldn't really call Kalashnikov a grime artist.
Yeah,
I'll call him just they call it real rap, UK rap,
or road rap back in
road
the
rap, yeah, road rap
back in the day.
You know what I'm saying? Which is just that's how we've that's the evolution. That's the evolution that the UK. Hip hop sound took in it.
Yeah, man. But that was 2024. 2025 is a new year.
Maybe we'll see some new shit.
New things, new ideas.
Some different shit, though, because I'm not liking new shit.
New artists. Yeah, man. We'll see where that goes. I got a good feeling about 2025.
Yeah, so do I.
I feel like 2025 will be a big year for not just hip hop. I feel like music in general. Especially. We'll go into it in another episode, innit? But streaming.
Yeah.
Things need to change when it comes to streaming because it's just not fair to the artists. And yeah, 2025, moving forward, I feel like it will be a good year.
Should be, man. We'll see. Time will tell, innit?
Time will tell. But yeah, this is episode 1 of Ill and Illicit.
That's been us.
And we'll see you next time. Gilt and Munna, signing out.
Signing off, bro.